WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom, served with a side of real talk and maybe a dash of caffeine. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more grace and a whole lot less freaking out. Now, let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs. We all have those days where negativity seems to cling to us like a bad smell, right? You know that feeling when your mind starts racing with self-doubt, worry, or just plain grumpiness. It happens to the best of us. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools for tackling these pesky negative thoughts and emotions head-on. Today, we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that will help you break free from the grip of negativity and cultivate a sense of inner peace, even when things get rough. First up, acknowledge those thoughts. I know, it sounds simple, but so often we try to bury our negative feelings or pretend they don't exist. But here's the thing. Ignoring them doesn't make them disappear. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a persistent buzzing in your ear, would you? You'd investigate it, right? Well, negative thoughts are kinda like that. Acknowledge them, observe them without judgment, and then. Second, challenge those thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can sometimes go down rabbit holes of absolute absurdity? I'm never going to get this right, everyone thinks I'm a failure, or, the world is out to get me. Sound familiar? Well, Stoicism teaches us to question these thoughts. Ask yourself, is there real evidence to support this claim? Is it based on facts or just fear and assumptions? Often, when we shine a light on these negative thought patterns, they crumble like a stale cookie. Third, focus on what you can control. This is a game changer. Remember, life throws us curveballs, but we don't have to let them knock us out. Focus your energy on the things you can control, your actions, your reactions, your attitude. You can't control the traffic jam, but you can choose how you respond to it. Think about it like this. You're not a puppet dancing to the tune of every negative thought. You're the conductor. Take charge of your inner orchestra and play some beautiful music instead. Fourth, practice gratitude. This one is seriously powerful. Gratitude rewires our brains to focus on the positive. Instead of dwelling on what's lacking, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. A warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, the sunshine on your face. It might seem small, but these little moments of gratitude can make a huge difference in shifting your perspective. And finally, be kind to yourself. You're human. You're going to have good days and bad days. Be patient with yourself, forgive your mistakes, and remember that you're capable of growth and resilience. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a loved one. So, let's say you're feeling overwhelmed by work stress. Maybe you've got a big presentation coming up and your mind is racing with worst-case scenarios. Stoicism says, first, acknowledge those anxious feelings. It's okay to feel stressed. Then, challenge those thoughts. Are they based on facts or just fear? Remind yourself of past successes. You've handled tough situations before. You can do this again. Focus on what you can control, your preparation, your delivery, your attitude. Practice gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. You deserve a pat on the back just for showing up. Remember, cultivating inner stability is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with each step you take towards Stoic practices, you'll find yourself better equipped to handle life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, what are you waiting for? Take one of these key takeaways and put it into action today. Challenge those negative thoughts, focus on your controllables, practice some gratitude, and be kind to yourself. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of Stoic wisdom. And if you found it helpful, leave us a review. It helps others discover the calm within and join us on this journey towards inner peace. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.